morning. Welcome to Spirit in the Morning. Dave Parker, one of these days we're going to be ready for the start of this show. What time do we start in the morning?
About 7.
Okay. Let me write this down. 7 o'clock, Spirit in the morning.
And you're both here at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
We have so much fun, Frank. Every now and then this show just catches us by surprise.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's great to be with you.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Hi, Frank.
I'm Gary Zimak, along with Frank Eliason, Dave Parker. We're just here hanging out, and we figured we'd go on the air for about an hour, since we have a show to do.
And see what happens, all right? Gary has some material, I think.
Yeah, we have some special guests today. It is Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day, everyone.
Happy Valentine's Day, Gary and Frank and families and everyone out there.
Yes, yes. Why don't we kick it off with prayer? Then I'll tell you what's happening on today's show. We've got a really, really good show today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
The morning offering. O Jesus, through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I offer you my prayers, works, joys, and sufferings of this day. For all the intentions of your Sacred Heart, in union with the holy sacrifice of the Mass throughout the world, in thanksgiving for your favors, in reparation for my sins, for the intentions of all my relatives and friends, and in particular, for the intentions of the Holy Father. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
Welcome to Spirit in the Morning. I am Gary Zimak. By my side, as usual, Dave Parker. Yeah, hey, brother.
Good morning, Gary.
Always good to see your smiling face in
absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely. One thing I noticed.
What did you notice, Dave?
It's getting lighter and lighter as we come
in. Isn't that nice?
It's so beautiful.
Yeah, yeah it is.
Right. Like, I was driving up there and just going, I just want to walk around out here.
Oh, right. Yeah. We actually see the countryside.
You know? Well, you know, yesterday, Frank, you decided to take a walk and get breakfast in the middle of our show. And Dave and I, being the observant guys that we are, we didn't even notice you were gone. And then we looked and said, wait a minute, where's Frank?
That's Frank. I mean, he just kind of wanders off, you know. Comes in when he wants.
Anyway. Well, Frank is management, so he gets to do that. Management has special privileges around here, right?
Yeah, right. Special privileges, what? Change the toilet seats and stuff?
RHIP, as they say in military and other organizations. Rank has its privilege.
Sanitation engineer is what I call myself.
That's right. But we have fun. We're gearing up to we've got a couple of live remote broadcasts from Archbishop Ryan next week.
Next week, Ryan.
The 21st.
And then the real big one. Now, why don't you tell the audience how long it's going to be?
Yes, that's right. We decided on this yesterday.
Dave doesn't even know.
Oh, Dave, you don't know.
I don't know.
Man Up Philly, our live special remote broadcast from Man Up Philly, St. Joseph's University.
How long?
March the 4th, 4 hours.
Wow.
7 a.m. till 11 a.m. in the morning.
Wow.
Right. Now, you're going to do the first 3 hours, Dave Parker, and then Frank and I will do that. Yeah,
exactly. Hey, you might see me get tapped out, and that's unusual. Okay. All right.
But I'll
have to rest up the whole week, okay?
It's going to be super exciting. You know, the fact is there's a lot of different speakers that are there. There's all the visitors there, and we're going to make it interactive. We're going to be talking to the speakers. We're going to be talking to the audience members.
Right.
You know, we're going to make this where everybody is involved. And so we think that, you know, this is a great opportunity. And it's the real reason for local Catholic radio. You know, this is where we can, for those that can't make the event, and if you can, please be there. But for those that can't make the event, let us bring the event to you.
That's right. That's right. And for more information about Man Up Philly, check out manupphilly.com. I heard, Dave, from your friend last night, Ed Klank. He checked in with me. He was with you over the weekend.
Yes, yes.
And Ed's excited about having us there, and he's going to try to arrange for the different speakers who were speaking at the conference to come on the show. So we're going to try to get that set up. We've got a few weeks to go.
No rush. You know, we'll be able to do this. It's only 4 hours to fill.
That's right. But they're also going to try to come on before the conference to talk it up. Okay. We had Eustace Mita on last week. So we really want to be a part of this conference and really get this message out there. Catholic men, this is so important.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, I mean, I just visualizing memory-wise the last two or three that I went to, it's just so uplifting. And it's the camaraderie, the Catholic camaraderie, if you will, is just phenomenal. And it's inspiring.
It is. It is. And I think the opportunity for us to really get to know our listeners in person a little tough when we're on the air, but you know, we're going
to
interact in the group that comes around. So if you're
there, we can do remotes. You have old hands at it.
You have to make sure you stop by, visit us, say hi. You know, and you know, give us your ideas. Give us, tell us, you know, the songs you want to hear. We're going to be filling it in, just like we do each day.
Awesome.
It's going to, we're going to have music that day. We're going to have speakers that day and guests all throughout.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we'll make it a lot of fun for our listeners and get people excited about being a local Catholic individual.
Amen.
And we're going to be hard to miss. We're going to be easy to find. We'll have our banners. We'll have our Holy Spirit radio shirts.
Oh, a red shirt day.
But the bad thing is, people are really going to get to see what we look like.
I know.
That might, you know, we,
there's a reason we don't have video.
That's right.
Hey, Frank, are those life-size cutouts coming anytime soon? You know, like President Trump or who, you know. And I think we...
Yeah, no.
I gave you a good picture for my face, right?
Shifting gears a little bit, talking about...
Right?
How's this for a segue? We're talking about the men's conference. Today on Spirit of the Morning is Ladies' Day. We've got two excellent guests on the program. Kelly Wahlquist will be here very shortly to talk about women in the new evangelization. This is a group that, guys, they are have really taken off across the country, and they're going to be in charge of the upcoming Philadelphia Catholic Women's Conference later this year.
Mm-hmm.
So WINE, this group, WINE, it's a really catchy title, Women in the New Evangelization. Kelly's going to be talking about that. And then tomorrow on the show, we'll have Megan Coakley here from the Archdiocese to talk about what they're doing for the new evangelization.
Exactly. So, you know,
a consummate pro. I've spoken with her before. Yeah. Well, I think we all know of her.
Exactly. I think, but the opportunity is to understand what is happening in the Delaware Valley.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And, you know, that's the beauty of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think it's going to be another good week. And, you know, but this is all going to build up to exactly what our view is of local Catholic radio.
And today, also on the show, we have Danielle Bean, the second half of our women's doubleheader. She's going to be talking about her new book, You're Worth It. And you really want to hear this because this is a powerful book. So many times, people struggle with this, the lack of a personal relationship with Jesus. Danielle's book is all about it. And she says on the back of the book, I don't know why this book ended up in your hands, but God does. He knows the ways he wants to change your life and the plans he has for your happiness in this life and the next. He has big dreams for you. And she goes in this book, she studies different biblical women and their encounters with Jesus and really applies those encounters to our own lives. And, you know, even though this book is written with women in mind, I got a lot out of it because it's so important to have that encounter with Jesus and to remember that he loves you.
Absolutely. I'm sure we all can get something out of it. You know?
When we all get lost sometimes, don't we? And we think like, why am I going through this? We forget that the Lord is right there with us.
Yeah, and sometimes it hammers our self-worth and our self-concept. And that I haven't read it, but I want to read it. Yes, so our worth is, you know, is phenomenal. If we just allow ourselves to understand how Christ loves us.
And you guys know one of my passions is, and one of my main goals for this show is to remind everyone out there, everyone listening, that Jesus is right there with you and you are not alone. That's so important. I need to be reminded of that every day. And I think everybody does because we forget.
Absolutely.
We get hammered with the problems that in our lives and we just forget. So I'm excited to be talking with Danielle. We'll talk more about that when I bring her on. Also in the weeks to come, Jimmy Akin will be with us from Catholic Answers, as well as Dr. Ted Sree, who has written a new book about relativism. You know, we live in a culture where anything goes anymore. You have your truth, Dave. I have my truth. Well, you can't have conflicting truths.
Exactly.
And Dr. Sree addresses...
Well, no, mine rules. Okay,
yeah, that's right.
That's the mentality, right? So often.
I love it when you catch me off guard because... You know, sometimes I just think Dave's a nice guy. He's just going to go along with what I say, and then he slams me when I don't expect it.
Totally
I like that.
Quieted you down. It was hysterical.
I know. I like that about Dave. Okay, let's
Where
see.
We?
Moving on. But it's hard sometimes to try to speak the truth to somebody to say that, well, you know, God does have an opinion about what's going on in life because we get hammered with the idea that you're intolerant. You're a hater, you're this, you're, and how do you do that in love? It's challenging. So Dr. Sri did a great job in this book. We will be talking to him, plus many, many more guests. I think it's time for the gospel.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Thank you for agreeing with me, Mr.
Another
Park.
Good segue.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, really.
In other words, be quiet, Dave. Oh, man, we have fun here. We really do have fun here.
We do.
You know, and it's sometimes, so many times, you hear us, we come on, we're laughing. We do forget that there is a show to do because we're having such a good time. And Dave's flashing up my two-minute mark, so I think it's time to really do the gospel now. This comes from Mark chapter 8, verses 14 through 21. The disciples had forgotten to bring bread, and they had only one loaf with them in the boat. Jesus enjoined them, "Watch out, guard against the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod." They concluded among themselves that it was because they had no bread. When he became aware of this, Jesus said to them, "Why do you conclude that it is because you have no bread? Do you not yet understand or comprehend? Are your hearts hardened? Do you have eyes and not see, ears and not hear? And do you not remember when I broke the five loaves for the 5,000, how many wicker baskets full of fragments you picked up?" They answered him, 12. "When I broke the seven loaves for the 4,000, how many full baskets of fragments did you pick up?" They answered him, 7. He said to them, "Do you still not understand?" You know, I feel relieved every time I look at these boobs who are the disciples. These guys just, they don't get anything. Mm-hmm. And I think it's funny. They forgot to bring bread with them.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jesus states, "Watch out, guard against the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod." Mm-hmm. He's not talking about physical bread. He's he's just using an expression, a figure of speech.
Mm-hmm.
And they think it's because they forgot the bread. I mean, these guys are so, their focus is so narrow.
They started saying, "Hey, did you bring the bread?"
Right.
I did.
And then Jesus also reminds them, "Okay, you talk about bread. Remember that I multiplied the loaves and the fishes? Remember that miracle? Guys, it's going to be okay. Whatever you have today, remember that Jesus is with you." I think that's the key. We think that I can't do this. I can't get through this day. I don't have enough money to pay the bills. How am I ever going to get through this illness that I was suddenly diagnosed with? I'm worried about my children's future. So many things. If you keep in mind that Jesus is with you, it will be okay one way or the other. He's with you. He's in it with you. That's the message you need to remember. If you want to read more about this gospel, check out spiritinthemorning.com. I'm going to grab another cup of coffee. When we come back, Kelly Walquist will be here to talk wine. Stay tuned.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for February 14th. Today we celebrate Saints Cyril and Methodius, but let's also briefly remember Saint Valentine, the 3rd century priest and martyr who gave his heart to God rather than renounce his faith. Cyril and Methodius were brothers, born in late 9th century Greece. Both men became monks and missionaries in Moravia, part of the present-day Czech Republic. Cyril's first work was to invent an alphabet still used in some Eastern liturgies. His and his brothers' free use of the local language led to opposition from the German missionaries already ministering there. Cyril died only 50 days after taking the monastic habit. Methodius, older by 15 years, continued mission work for 16 more years. This included service as a papal legate for all the Slavic people and as a bishop. Methodius was exiled for 3 years in a political dispute and later was falsely accused of heresy. Both men encountered opposition and even hostility from some clergy for preaching in the local language and for their use of the Slavonic liturgy. Today, Cyril and Methodius are honored in both East and West as patrons of ecumenism. There's more about the saints along with inspiration and Catholic resources at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
Life you gave, our greatest praise.
That was Open Hands by Laura Story and Mac Powell. I'm Gary Zimek. You are listening to Spirit in the Morning. Thanks for hanging out with us, spending some time with us. We got a great show today. Today is Ladies' Day on the show, Dave Parker. Some great women guests today. We're going to kick it off
with
Kelly Walquist. She's a Catholic speaker, author. She is the founder of WINE, Women in the New Evangelization.
I love that title.
Isn't that great?
I love that.
Isn't that great?
Yes.
So it's time to talk about WINE. Hey, Kelly, I guess you never heard that joke before, huh?
It's always time to talk about WINE.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. How are things in... Now, you're in Minnesota, correct?
I am.
How
it's
is it?
It's actually balmy and warm.
Get
I think
out
yesterday
of here.
Was almost 50.
Whoa.
Bathing suit weather here.
There you go. Kelly, thanks so much for joining us again. Before we talk about something special that you have planned for Lent, I really want to talk about this because it's really cool. We have an event coming up here in the Delaware Valley in the Philadelphia area later in the year, and you're going to be a big part of that event, correct?
I am. I'm very excited. We have the first ever WINE National Catholic Women's Conference.
Ooh.
So we're working with the Archdiocese of Philadelphia and the great, wonderful people there with Megan Coakley and Archbishop Chaput. Just thrilled, thrilled to bring women from all around the country together just to celebrate, to celebrate our the truth and the dignity of our vocation.
Oh, that's
and
awesome.
And to really highlight all the great wonderful things that are out there for women to grow deeper in their faith.
And we're actually, Kelly, we have Megan on the show tomorrow, so we're going to talk about that more with her when she comes on the show. And as we grow closer to the conference, I want to make sure you keep coming on to talk about WINE so everybody's very familiar with you as the conference approaches.
That sounds like a great plan.
I like it. Hey, tell us about what's... Well, let's talk a little bit about WINE first, the organization. Tell us a little bit more about it, where we can find out more information, and then we'll talk about what you have coming up for Lent.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you guys are right. WINE is a fabulous name, isn't it?
Oh, it's great. It's great.
I wish I could take credit. I wish I could. I have to give credit to a sweet little sister in Tampa, Florida, Sister Kathleen. I was telling her about this movement within the church that I wanted to see happen, where women really learn the truth of their dignity and their vocation, and were supported in living it. And we were kind of putting it all together, and I said, I wish we could call it something like Women in the New Evangelization. And she said, well, you can. And I said, well, that's kind of a mouthful. She said, no, it's not. It's WINE. And I was like, oh, sister, you're brilliant.
Oh, that's so great. And here I thought it was you that came up with that, but actually you did, but you didn't get that final piece.
No. Oh, you know, WINE is just, it is all put together by the giftedness of many, many women, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
And, you know, the name is fun, Gary, there's no doubt.
Oh,
but
yeah.
It's really not about the wine we drink. It really comes from Scripture and from John 2:5, which we see Mary's final words to us in sacred Scripture.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, at the wedding of Cana, do whatever he tells you.
Mm.
And so that's really where we take our focus from, and our lead is from the Blessed Mother. And what she's saying is, do the will of God. And that's hard at times.
Right.
It's a little bit easier, and I contend especially for women, because we're created so radically relational, but it's a little bit easier to do the will of the Father when you've got your sisters in Christ surrounding, encouraging, nurturing, supporting you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what WINE really is all about. It's about bringing women into relationship with other women so we can go deeper in our relationship with the Lord.
Mm.
And we do it in some really fun ways, you know, new methods of new ardor and zeal and expression, as the Holy Father John Paul called us to do in the new evangelization. So we have some fun things that really meet women where they're at in their journey and in their need. We do have a Women, Wine, and Wisdom Night, which we'll be doing in Philadelphia, date to be determined.
Nice.
That one is a fun one. That one... Yes, that one, you can have some wine if you'd like.
There you go. Hey, it's important
have
to have, but Kelly, it's important to have fun too, right? I mean, sometimes we can be too stiff. It's okay to have fun, and the Lord wants us to have fun sometimes.
Oh, absolutely. And I think, you know what we've learned in the last 2 years, Gary, is with wine, you know, when we have these events, our first one was why we need Jerry Springer in reality TV. And we packed the joints. And it was on, but it was on confession.
Oh.
And it was on our need to tell our sins. Who are we going to tell? You know, Jerry Springer, who wants us to sin more? So his ratings go up and he gets more money?
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
the priest in Persona Christi. So we made it a really lighthearted, but truthful presentation on what it means to go to confession. And we had women in their 20s, in their 30s, in their 40s, 50s, who hadn't gone to confession in 15, 20, 30 years, some since their first confession.
Wow.
And they went.
Oh, praise God.
Because all of a sudden they had a greater understanding, and they had fun during the night.
Yeah.
You know, one thing I heard, we heard the most was people saying, I feel like I belong. I feel like I belong. You're funny and you love Jesus? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's right. Do those things actually go together?
Yes, right? Of course.
But that's, Kelly, that's what I like about you. You are fun, right? I mean, you laugh, you have a good time, you have a sense of humor, and you love the Lord.
I do.
And that's what it's all about.
Guilty and all.
Right, right. And if we listen to Pope Francis, he's constantly talking about the joy of loving the Lord. We need to be joyful because if we love Jesus, if we truly know him, we are going to be joyful, and that joy is contagious, right?
Absolutely. You know, I'll tell you a little secret, and your listeners now, too. Mm-hmm. Before Pope Francis became Pope, my website, my personal website, was Living the Joy of the New Evangelization, was my website.
Right.
And so I'd go out and I would give talks on joy and what it meant to be joyful. And then he becomes Pope, and I'd speak on a Saturday, and he'd do his audience on a Wednesday, and people would email me, and they'd be like, the Pope's saying what you said. And I'm like, he's stealing my stuff. I got to call him. I need some royalties.
That's right. Oh, man, that's good stuff. Hey, tell us a little bit about this program coming up for Lent.
Oh, we are so excited. So what we have this Lent is called Walk in Her Sandals, Experiencing Christ's Passion Through the Eyes of Women, and it really stems around a book that was written, I really contend, by the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit used 10 incredible authors to create this book that allows women to enter into Jesus' passion, death, resurrection, and Pentecost in the way in which we were created as women. And so it's a 6-week program. You can do it with your friends. If you've already got a small group going, you can add wine, we say. Or if you want to start a little small group with your friends, with your friend group, you can do one with your girlfriends and start a book club. But what the book does is it begins each chapter bringing you into the scripture of that week. So we start with Palm Sunday and then go into Holy Thursday, Good Friday, Holy Saturday, Resurrection, and then Pentecost. And each day starts with the aha moments of Scripture. Sarah Krishmeyer gives you the aha moments of Scripture.
Okay.
You know, Palm Sunday, why is it the month of Nisan? Why are we bringing in the sacrificial flock the same time Jesus is coming in? Why do we yell Hosanna? Why do we have palms? Why can the king's feet not touch the ground? I mean, all those cool nuggets of Scripture, we kind of gloss over.
Yeah. Yes.
And then Stephanie Lansom, who's an author here in Minnesota, writes biblical fiction. So she brings us into the story. You go into a novel. Each chapter, you go into a novel. So you're right there. You're on the streets being jostled as Jesus is walking by, and you're experiencing those emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And then Pat Gohn, who's an author in Massachusetts, she talks to us about a gift. One of those gifts with a feminine genius, John Paul referred to them in the Mulier Stigmatonum. One of those gifts of womanhood. And so, say, the first one is receptivity. How do we receive Jesus into our hearts the way we received him into Jerusalem on that very first Palm Sunday? And then I have authors write a little reflection after that, like, well, what does this mean to me 2,000 years later?
Mm-hmm.
And like Teresa Tamio. Teresa wrote the first one. I called her and I said, Teresa, can you write the one for Holy Saturday? Or, I mean, for Holy Thursday?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're Italian. You don't hang out around big meals. It's a meal.
Yeah, perfect,
it's,
right.
They're having a meal. And so she did.
Yeah.
So she wrote the Holy Thursday, and hers is called My Holy Cannoli Moment.
Oh, I love that.
And then we have Lectio Divina, which is a way of prayerfully praying the scriptures. We have that in everything we do with wine.
Right.
So each chapter has that. And then Dr. Carol Younger wrote some questions for the small group. So it is ready to go. It comes with a journal written by Sarah Krishmeyer, who's in your backyard there.
Right,
in Philadelphia.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you can get it all. We can get the Walk in Her Sandals bundle at CatholicVineyard.com.
Okay.
So you can order the whole thing. You get the journal, which is gorgeous. You get the book. You get a bookmark that goes with it, all for $20. And then you can also sign up to get our Lenten emails, and we walk with you. So anything you need to know about how to run a small book club, or how to invite people, or how to make it fruitful, any kind of icebreakers, any kind of fun soiree the last day, you know, to a recap. We got you covered.
Oh, that is awesome. Kelly, we have about 30 seconds left before our break. The best place to find out about this?
CatholicVineyard.com. Sign up for the Lent emails, and you can buy the walk in our sandals bundle right there and walk with us this Lent.
Oh, that is awesome. That's so great. There's such a need for that, because, as you said, that camaraderie, it's important. It's important that women know they are not alone.
Amen.
Hey, you're great. We need to get you back on. Would you come back on sometime?
Every day, if you need me, I'll be there.
you're awesome.
Not this early, though.
thanks for getting up early. I know it's a sacrifice, but we do appreciate it. Kelly Wahlquist, thanks again. God bless you.
God bless, guys.
All right, take care. That was Kelly Wahlquist talking about wine. When we come back, we're going to keep the conversation going with Danielle Bean. Don't go anywhere.
I'm Anna Mitchell with this Holy Spirit Radio News Update. National Security Advisor Michael Flynn has resigned following reports that he misled Vice President Mike Pence and other officials about his contacts with Russia. In a resignation letter, Flynn said he gave Pence and others, quote, incomplete information about his calls with Russia's ambassador to the United States. Pence, apparently relying on information from Flynn, initially said the National Security Advisor had not discussed sanctions with the Russian envoy. A federal judge has granted a preliminary injunction barring the Trump administration from implementing its travel ban in Virginia. The ruling is significant from a legal standpoint because a U.S. district judge found that an unconstitutional religious bias is at the heart of the travel ban. A federal appeals court in California has already upheld a national temporary restraining order stopping the government from implementing the ban. And church officials in Portugal have assembled 15,000 pages of testimony and documentation to support the proposed beatification of Sister Lucia, one of the three shepherd children to whom the Virgin Mary appeared in the town of Fatima 100 years ago. The officials say the case for Sister Lucia's beatification will be sent to the Congregation for the Causes of Saints. The documentation was presented yesterday at the convent where Sister Lucia lived from 1948 until her death at age 97 in 2005. The cousins who also witnessed the apparitions, Francisco and Jacinta Marto, died at ages 9 and 11 of pneumonia. They were beatified in the year 2000. Meanwhile, Pope Francis is scheduled to visit Fatima this May. With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update, I'm Anna Mitchell.
If you ever need home care or companionship service, call Angel Army at 215-805-8433. Angel Army provides compassionate and loving care to those who want independence and the comfort of their home. Angel Army serves Bucks County, Montgomery County, and the Philadelphia area and can be reached at 215-805-8433.
You're listening to Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. Advice columnist Ann Landers once wrote 10 commandments for how to get along with people. Here are 5 of them. 1. Keep skid chains on your tongue. Always say less than you think. Cultivate a low, persuasive voice. How you say it often counts more than what you say. 2. Make promises sparingly and keep them faithfully, no matter what the cost. 3. Never let an opportunity to say a kind and encouraging word pass. 4. Be interested in others, their pursuits, their homes, and their families. And 5. Don't depress those around you by dwelling on your aches and pains and small disappointments. Remember, everyone is carrying some kind of burden. This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
There's a broken man.
was Rise by Danny Gokey. You know, the backstory in that song is he was going through a really, really difficult time, depression, all kinds of issues in his life. And that song was written after that. I mean, such an important message. You were made to rise. We can rise above the challenges we face as long as the Lord is with us. I'm Gary Zimek. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning. Quickly, I want to give you the weather forecast for the Philadelphia area. Today, mostly sunny with a high near 45 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, low around 34. Wednesday, partly sunny with a high near 46. Currently, right now at the Philadelphia International Airport, it's 29 degrees in Fort Washington. 27 degrees in New Holland, it's 25 degrees, and in Bensalem, it is 27 degrees. Danielle Bean is the publisher and the editor of Catholic Digest. She's also the creator and host of The Gist, a weekly Catholic women's television talk show. She's the author of several books. She's a regular guest on Catholic radio and a popular speaker on various topics relating to marriage, motherhood, and family life. She's written a new book, You're Worth It. This is such an important topic. I'm excited to have her with us. Danielle, good morning.
Good morning. Good to be here with you.
Oh, man, it's so great for you to spend some time with us. I love the book, You're Worth It. You also have a retreat that goes hand in hand with the book. Let's talk about this book a little bit, Danielle. I think you're doing such a great service to... Now, I believe the book is targeted primarily toward women, correct?
Right, that's correct. Really, what really motivated me to put together this book was, first of all, that, you know, I'm dealing with women every day inside of my work and inside of my life, even in my own community. And there's a real need and a hunger that I see, even within the church, even among, you know, beautiful, faith-filled women, there's a need and a hunger for them to know their worth, know who they are in the eyes of God. And I, you know, to me, it was such a sad thing for me to see over and over again these beautiful, faith-filled women who were just lacking that true understanding of their worth, of their dignity in the eyes of God. And so, you know, I wrote this book as a way to hopefully begin to open up for women who aren't fully exploring yet the depths of their relationship with Jesus, to encourage them to do that, to encourage them to begin to do that, because it's inside of that relationship with Jesus that we find out about our worth, that we find out the truth about who we are, and it's so empowering, such a beautiful thing to do.
It really is, and even though it was written for women, I got a lot out of it, so I thank you for writing it, because it's
that's wonderful.
Right? I mean, it's a great message, and this is, I'm passionate about this message. I've written about it, I speak about it, that personal relationship with Jesus. You know, Danielle, the one thing that really came across as I was reading through the book is that no matter what you're going through, your struggles, your problems, the uncertainty about the future, the Lord's with you and he's got your back.
Right. I think it's so important to remember that, because we get busy, you know, life gets in the way. You know, we have even our prayer routines, and sometimes we just fall into the habit of just kind of, you know, phoning that part of our life in, and we forget how real Jesus is. And that's why in the book I focus on the real women of the Gospels who truly lived on earth with Jesus, shared space with him, were touched by him, heard his voice, felt his touch. You know, I think that brings him really, truly to life in a way that, you know, sometimes we might be tempted to, in our modern age, turn Jesus into like a little bit of a storybook character, something from long ago, far away. Yes, Jesus loves me, but that doesn't have any real relevance in my day-to-day life. And yet nothing could be further from the truth than that. It's a life-changing truth, the fact of Jesus' unique and personal love for each and every one of us.
And I think that's so easy to forget as we get busy, as we deal with the problems of our lives, and we deal with conditional love. You know, the concept of unconditional love, that Jesus will love me no matter what I do. He loves me the way I am. Certainly, he would like me to break away from some of my sinfulness, but he's going to love me no matter what. That is a great concept.
Absolutely, and it's so hard for us as weak and feeble human minds to understand that, because we only, you know, in our human relationships, we experience all kinds of imperfect love, and we experience relationships that disappoint us time and again, because truly the only real relationship that we were created for, that we're going to find lasting joy and fulfillment in, is with God, with our Creator. And so in our human understanding, we sometimes put limitations on God, and we put limitations on our relationship with Jesus. That right. you know, I'm not worthy of His love. He'll never forgive this sin. Mm. We put those kinds of limitations on Him. But it's such a beautiful, mind expanding, life giving concept. The idea that Jesus knows you inside and out, and He loves you inside and out in a deeply personal way.
What's the first step if somebody's listening, saying that, I don't know Jesus. I know about Him, but I don't know Him personally. What's the first step?
Yeah, well, I think this is a question I get a lot, because there are people that are on the edges that just, you know, they want it, but they're not sure exactly how to begin that relationship.
Right.
And I always encourage them, you don't even have to go into a church to do this. Mm-hmm. Sit in silence, sit in quiet, and open your heart to Jesus. You know, speak to Him in your heart if you're ready to do that. Speak to Him the words that you want to invite Him into your life. Speak to Him the words that you want to know Him better, that you want Him to be a part of your life. You want a real relationship with Him. And that's the sort of invitation that our Lord will love to respond to.
Yeah, and it's good to, I like practical first steps, and that is a good first step. And I've found in my own life, and you know, to be honest, in my life, my wife and I, we have uncertainty. We deal with uncertainty. We've been dealing with uncertainty. I've been in full-time ministry for 5 years. We're looking at selling our house now. We have an autistic daughter. There are all kinds of things that the future can look very bleak at times, but I found, and my wife's finding this as well, if you walk with Jesus every day, you start to be able to trust Him one day at a time, right? And that feeling of peace starts to grow in you, because you realize He's bigger than your problems.
Right, right. And it's so hard for us to remember that if we're not constantly reminding ourselves by that day-to-day relationship that Jesus is outside of time. He's so much bigger than all of these things that feel overwhelming to us. And yet you're right. You're absolutely right that it's part of building that habit of daily interaction, daily prayer, daily relationship with Jesus, turning to Him in all the big and small things that go on in every moment of your day. He longs for that kind of relationship with you. He's fully God, but He's also fully human, and He longs for a human interaction, a human connection with us in a way that we can fully understand.
And He cares about the small things. I think we forget that sometimes.
I think we do.
Right?
That's another way we do put limits on God. Like, oh, well, but you know what? How can we believe in a God who has counted the hairs on our heads and yet doesn't care about what's keeping us awake at night? That doesn't make any sense. He cares deeply about the things that trouble us.
And I think it's just a matter of awareness. And the more we think about that, the more we meditate upon it, the more we read great books like this, we become aware of the fact that, hey, He cares that I'm having a bad day. He cares that I'm really drowning with my problems. He cares.
Absolutely, and I think it's important, especially those of us who are parents, think of the sympathy and compassion and great love that you have for a child who's struggling. And those are the kinds of eyes that Jesus is looking at every one of us with, especially in our dark moments, especially when we feel ourselves faltering and we feel like we're losing that faith. If we just turn to Him, He has such great compassion and love for us in those weak moments.
Danielle, you shared something in your book that really touched me. It was about the birth of your son and his medical issues. And you were very transparent in the book. You mentioned that you were a rosary-praying woman, a church-going lady, and you realized that at that point, faced with the uncertainty of his future, your faith was lacking.
Absolutely. That was a real moment of opening my eyes about how, you know, fake that my faith was.
Wow.
And I would have, you know, really balked at that concept before that happened.
Yeah.
But I really had to come to terms with the fact that I wasn't really truly praying, "Thy will be done." I was praying, "Thy will be done as long as it matches my will."
Ooh.
And it's really hard to open your eyes to that and realize the ways in which your faith is truly lacking. But that was a great moment for me to be kind of brought to my knees and truly humbled in my relationship with God. And there's nothing you can do but grow from there. And I'm still struggling. I'm still weak. I still mess that up all the time. But I do have a greater awareness of that particular weakness, and it's something I really focus on.
I thank you for being so transparent about that, because it really helps. Sometimes it's easy to look at somebody like you and say, wow, she's got it all together. She doesn't know what I'm going through, but yet you do.
Absolutely. Yeah, we all struggle. I think that's so important. And everybody puts on a happy, shiny face sometimes.
Right.
But everybody struggles in their faith lives and in their personal lives.
Yeah.
That we all have weaknesses, and we all have things that we're, you know, great battles that we're battling inside of ourselves and inside of our relationships, inside of our relationship with God. So I think the more we can be transparent and be, you know, vulnerable with one another and sharing about our struggles. I think we have a lot to gain from sharing that in that way with one another.
Oh, definitely. Now, unfortunately, this is the problem with these short interview segments. I only have about 30 seconds left. Would you be willing to come back to talk about some of these biblical encounters of women and Jesus?
Oh, absolutely. I would love the opportunity to do that, Gary.
It's so important. It's so important that we look at these various encounters and realize what could happen in our own lives as we encounter Jesus. Danielle, remind us one more time, You're Worth It, and the retreat, the book. Where can we find out more information about it?
You can get all the information at my website, which is daniellebean.com. There's a separate tab where you can just click on retreat and find out more about it, or click on the books tab if you're interested in getting a copy of the book.
And it is a one-day retreat that you offer based on the book?
It is a one-day retreat, right, yeah. And the response has been overwhelming people are longing for this message.
Oh, that's so great. Danielle, thanks for joining us. I can't wait to have you back on the program.
Thanks for having me, Gary. God bless
you. All right, God bless you as well. Danielle Bean, we'll be right back after this break.
This is why we're staying. Love is what we come here for. The kind that won't be fake.
More enjoyable than Scrapple. Spirit.
Spirit.
Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Castles of sand, castles of sand. I feel like an enemy army is marching again, but I'm making a stand. You surround me on every side. Your love is my armor. I fear no evil. Darkness runs from your light, so I won't be afraid. You're going before me, and the ocean's
totally in control as usual. We're back, ready to go on the air. That was Fighting My Battles by The Afters. Great song. The Lord is going to fight your battles. You just have to give him a chance. I'm Gary Zimak. You are listening to Spirit in the Morning. Want to run down the sports quickly? Last night, the Sixers topped the Hornets for their third win in
all
a
right.
row. They're on a roll. Charlotte Hornets lost 105-99. Next up for the Sixers, they're playing Boston tomorrow night. Number two, Villanova beat DePaul last night, 75-62. The Flyers are going to be playing tomorrow against Calgary. And news from the Philadelphia Phillies spring training camp, Frank and Dave. Check this out. Team president Andy McPhail. The Phillies will have pleasant surprises. Now, what does that mean? He said this. This is, and I quote Andy McPhail, "This is baseball. We're going to get some pleasant surprises. We're going to have some injuries, and we're going to have some disappointments." I don't know if that's going to sell
tease.
A lot of tickets.
What a tease.
But,
has he picked who's going to get injured?
I think that
could speak to Philadelphia sports in general.
Yeah, please, be more optimistic. Come on.
Yeah, there you go. Hopeful. So that's your sports report. Oh, I just realized I got to do the Be Not Afraid Bible verse, don't I? I forgot about that. I got a little carried away with sports.
You know.
Be not afraid Bible verse. Very quickly, this is from St. Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 5, verse 7. A short and sweet one. We know this all. We've heard this before, but do we do this? St. Paul said this, "We walk by faith, not by sight."
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
Yes. Yeah,
sometimes not, true. Right?
Yeah, sometimes
I mean, we
not.
Should, but yeah. It's hard to walk by faith. The only way we're going to do that is to have that relationship with Christ. And sometimes, Frank, it's not easy to ignore the problems, right? The mountain in front of your face, that's kind of hard to ignore.
Well, I think it speaks to the gospel verse of today as well. If you bring the two together, ultimately, we all do those things where we kind of look at right here in front of us, not, and that's why they didn't understand Jesus.
Exactly.
Because, they weren't looking.
Wait a minute, we don't have bread.
Exactly. It all ties together. You know, we tend to do that.
Yeah.
We do it all the time, whether it's in faith or just in our daily lives.
And it's a process, and that's one of the things we try to do. We try to help you in the morning to get your day started. To remember Jesus. He's with you throughout the day.
Yeah, when you're staring at that gargantuan, seemingly gargantuan problem in your life as you think about it driving to work, just stop and say, "Jesus, I need you right now. Help me through this."
What a great prayer, Dave. Sometimes we overcomplicate the matter.
Absolutely. Simplicity. You like simple, right?
Yeah, I do. I like really simple. Lord, help me.
Yeah.
And I think, Frank and Dave, the more time we spend focusing on the problem staring us in the face, in the faith, the less opportunity we have to let our faith grow, to grow closer to the Lord. Mm-hmm. The more I worry about my problems and that's all I focus on, my faith isn't going to grow.
Worry about you, as opposed to other things, the broader, worrying, God and what we can do for society or what we can
that's
do.
That's key.
You know, that's where you have to get to. It's hard, though. It's not what society is at.
No.
That's the number one problem. So you're surrounded by other things.
Challenges.
People are challenges, and they challenge our faith. They challenge, just who we are and what we should be doing. Oh, I need to be doing this because they're doing this. Well, maybe not.
And seemingly contrary to the world, if we decrease, how are we going to help those problems? But if we decrease and let the Lord take it, he'll tell us how to do that. He'll
Very
give us
good.
The way.
Very good. And to Frank's point, there are other people around you, maybe in your own house right now, who need you. So even though you might have problems, we all have problems, one of the best ways to forget about your problems is to help somebody else out. And plenty of opportunity for that.
Absolutely.
Hey, Frank, just on social media alone, I think we could use a little bit more love on social media, right?
We could use a lot more love and a lot more understanding, out there.
Mercy.
Yeah. But I would even top that and say it's about portraying that and showing it, not necessarily, all these people, the negativity and the finger pointing and everything else. You know what? Doing the opposite and showing love.
Do it.
I think is one of the beautiful things that we can do, and that is showing our faith.
Definitely. Frank, you have some programming notes you want to talk about. We want to highlight some of the local things that we're doing at Holy Spirit Radio.
Yeah, absolutely. So, we're always looking at things, and, one of the things is last week, we played Franciscan University Presents last Tuesday.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And, basically, because I was listening to the show and really just loved it, we're going to do another one of those today at 4
nice.
O'clock.
Okay.
Yes. And so EWTN Live, we're going to play today at 4 o'clock. It's the episode from last week, so if you missed it, I highly encourage listening to it. It's Father Brian Kane, Dean of Men at St. Charles Borromeo Seminary, discusses his role in the seminary's human formation program and how his experience, Dave, you'll love this, as an Army chaplain has helped him his work there.
That's right up your alley,
Dave.
That's
a big hooah. I'm looking forward to it. I like to meet him.
So we'll have that today at 4 o'clock. And so, you know, we're always listening. And when we do try and find, if we hear something, you know what, we're like, hey, people need to hear this. We will try to find a way to replay it and find a way to do it in a time slot that fits. But I would encourage anyone, if you know, you hear something, you're like, wow, others need that, email me, frank@holyspiritradio.org. You know, let's see if we can find a way to bring it to more people.
Yeah, and also we have some great local programs coming up today on Holy Spirit Radio.
One of the longest running program on Holy Spirit Radio, Word of God with Janet Napoli and Monsignor O'Donnell.
They do such a good job preparing us for Sunday Mass. They look at Sunday's readings.
Right? And if people would see all the preparation that that goes into that, I filled in one week for that show. And
so did I.
I was
on a moment's notice.
Yeah, exactly. And it was kind of one of those perplexing experiences.
Monsignor says, don't worry about it.
He carried me.
Yeah, we got
but, you know, don't worry about it. I like that.
With the amount of preparation they put into it. So Word of God at 11 o'clock. And then Connected in the Spirit at 11:30 with Barbara Schinkel. So, you know, local Catholic radio at its best.
And Barbara does a really good job. She's been doing such a good job.
Such a pro.
And and she highlights the various local events in the Catholic community, correct?
Exactly. She's highly connected. Yeah. No pun intended, but she's highly connected.
Absolutely.
And, you know, you hear her, you know, her abilities, background as a reporter, and just how she comes across. Really phenomenal.
Can I say something on a personal note? Barbara, I haven't seen you in so long. Send a photo, okay?
Yes, and actually, my wife Eileen was listening, and Barbara's show aired yesterday, and Barbara was, it airs several times during the week. She was kind enough to mention my upcoming talk at St. Rose of Lima in North Wales. So that's going to be on Thursday, by the way, at 7:30. So thank you, Barbara, for doing that. Hey, guys, we're just about out of time. Let's close in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, grant that our hearts may grasp the words of your teaching and perfect us as a people of one accord in true faith and right confession. We ask this through Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, thank you for listening today. Dave and Frank, thanks for hanging out with
me. Thanks,
Gare. This was fun.
Thanks, Frank.
Always great when the three of us can be together.
I'll see you Friday.
That's right.
Yeah, I'll be away for a few days, but you know.
Oh, man. I hope. Dave, we're on our own.
Are we, buddy.
I'm a little scared.
All right. Call for backup.
Lord, help me. Tomorrow on this show, we're going to be joined by Megan Coakley from the Archdiocese of Philadelphia and Father Tony Kutcher, who's got a great message for us. Hope you can tune in. Remember, wherever you go today, no matter what happens to you, the Lord is with you. Turn around and say hi. Talk to you next time.